Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Silent plaque ruptures in non-obstructive lesions of non-infarct-related arteries. A multimodality, serial intracoronary imaging study. This study revealed that silent plaque ruptures frequently occur in non-obstructive lesions within non-infarct-related coronary arteries of acute myocardial infarction patients. Researchers characterized the specific morphological features of these ruptures. The study tracked changes in rupture sites over 52 weeks, demonstrating their dynamic nature. It also identified the baseline morphology associated with new-onset ruptures, advancing understanding of coronary artery disease progression beyond the infarct-related artery. Article number 2. Artificial intelligence-based quantification of breast arterial calcifications to predict cardiovascular morbidity and mortality. Artificial intelligence-based automatic quantification of breast arterial calcification from screening mammograms significantly predicted cardiovascular disease, morbidity, and mortality. This A1 methodology demonstrated superior predictive value beyond existing PREVENT scores in a large, racially diverse cohort of 123,762 women. The results established breast arterial calcification as a robust and automatically quantifiable biomarker for cardiovascular risk. These findings support integrating A.1, assessment of mammograms into cardiovascular risk stratification for women. Article number 3. Endothelial ZBTB16, a molecular shield against cardiac aging. This study identified zinc finger and BTB domain-containing protein 16, or ZBTB16, as playing a critical protective role against cardiac aging. Researchers found that endothelial ZBTB16 functions as a molecular shield counteracting age-related cardiac dysfunction. The data revealed specific epigenetically regulated mechanisms underlying endothelial cell impairment during aging. These findings provide novel insights into the molecular processes of cardiac aging and suggest potential therapeutic targets. Article number 4. Empagliflozin in de novo versus acute decompensated chronic heart failure, a pre-specified analysis from EMP-ULSE. This pre-specified analysis from the EMP-ULSE trial found that empagliflozin significantly improved clinical outcomes in patients hospitalized for heart failure. The sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor demonstrated consistent efficacy, safety, and tolerability in both de novo heart failure and acute decompensated heart failure subgroups. The benefits of empagliflozin were observed early, providing critical support for initiating this therapy during hospitalization for heart failure, regardless of its onset. These findings broaden the evidence base for empagliflozin in a diverse heart failure population. Article number 5. BRISC deficiency drives heart failure by regulating beta-catenin K63 ubiquitination. This study revealed that deficiency in BRISC, a BRCC3 isopeptidase complex, drives heart failure by regulating beta-catenin K63 ubiquitination. Researchers found that BRISC functions as a K63-specific deubiquitinase crucial for preventing adverse cardiac remodeling. Analysis showed altered BRISC subunit expression in hypertrophic human and murine hearts, directly linking its dysregulation to cardiac dysfunction. These findings offer a novel molecular mechanism underlying hypertensive heart failure and potential therapeutic targets. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.